There was a person that has a YouTube channel, and really it's basically if reprobates had a YouTube channel. It's called TYT, and it stands for the Young Turds. I mean, I'm sorry, Young Turks, okay? And basically this group is just a reprobate, God-hating group. They really do not like the Bible or the Word of God. And some, I don't know why, but this guy named Rashad Ritchie, who has a YouTube channel, it's called like Indisputable, you know, because you can't dispute with him, you know, Indisputable. He's just going to give you facts, okay? He took a whole bunch of my preaching and basically put it on his program. And it was from a sermon about how to be a great wife. And I'm just thinking like, why do people have to, you know, listen to these sermons and then like, you know, why do they care? Why do they care what I think about what the Bible says about how to be a great wife? You know, it just reproaches them that someone's preaching what the Bible says, okay? And teaching that women should submit to their husbands and dress appropriately, and God forbid they would make their husband a sandwich. You know, God forbid they would actually obey their husband and they would be a meek and quiet spirit as the Bible literally commands, literally says in the New Testament. But even today, many Christians, so-called, reject the concept of a woman being a meek and quiet spirit when it's right there in the New Testament. Sarah obeyed her husband, calling him Lord. And you know what? I don't even tell my wife, you must call me Lord, okay? I mean, but that is what the Bible just literally says, and the world can't handle it. The world freaks out. And so this guy tries to rebuke me. He tries to quote some of the Bible against me.
But let me remind this preacher and those who follow him of a few things the Bible actually says. It says love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. Love does that, preacher.
And he brings up 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is clearly a chapter, is a passage about love. And he quotes from the NIV. You're in the King James, of course, because you have a real Bible in your hands. You don't have some kind of an STD. But it says in verse number 4, I'm going to read the NIV, what he brought up, okay? It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Now, I have to say this. When I compare the NIV to what the King James is saying here, it's very similar. In fact, most of the components are about the exact same. They're bringing up the same concepts. So while I have a huge problem with the NIV, it's not like this portion of Scripture was really that bastardized or anything like that. But what I find interesting is he used this to show how I'm not loving because I was preaching against things and I was standing against things and I was hating things. But it's interesting that he just stopped in verse number 5. What if we read verse number 6? Rejoiceth not in iniquity. Notice what the Bible literally says, that we're not, love is not rejoicing in iniquity. Of course, in your King James Bible, it says charity, but charity is a true form of love. It is a synonym. And if we're going to describe love, let me tell you something about love. It does not rejoice in iniquity. You know what Rashad Ritchie loves to do? Rejoice in filth. Rejoice in smut. Rejoice in feminism. Rejoice in faggotry. Rejoice in adultery. Rejoice in fornication. Rejoice in drunkenness. Rejoice in blasphemy. He rejoices in that which is iniquity, and he's not loving. And what kind of a loser is going to quote the Bible to rebuke a pastor, and literally the next phrase from the book that he's quoting rebukes himself? I'll tell you, an idiot, a moron that didn't actually read it. He's a fake, he's a phony, he's an imposter. This Rashad Ritchie, indisputable. How about I disputed you by this is the next few verses, the next few words from your own NIV. Because even in the NIV, let me just read you the NIV, what he would have read if he just kept reading. Love does not delight in evil. I'm just thinking like, how can you literally do this? I mean, these people are a parody unto themselves. Rashad Ritchie is such a joke and such a fraud. He can't even just read the next verse to realize everything he's saying is lies anyways. Then he brings up 1 John chapter number 4. Go to 1 John chapter number 4 towards the end of your Bible. And he quotes verse 16, but he only just picks out a phrase, acts like it's the whole verse.
What's love? God is love, according to John, which means love is God.
Where it says God is love. Now, I agree with that. God is love. But what did we already learn about love from the previous chapter is that it rejoiceth not in iniquity. If God is love, that means he doesn't rejoice in any iniquity. He hates all of iniquity. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the whole verse says this, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. So if that love from God is emanating towards us, that also means that he doesn't rejoice in our iniquity. That also means he abhors that which is evil that's coming from us. Now, he then brings up one more verse in the same chapter, verse 20. And he kind of is populating like, oh, this is the NIV, NIV. The next one that he populates, it just says a scholarly paraphrase.
Or 1 John 4:20. If someone says, I love God and hates humanity, they are liars. If you hate others whom you see, how can you ever love God whom you have never seen? Same book, preacher.
I was like, a scholarly paraphrase. What does that mean? Okay. Well, whenever I typed in his verse, I was like, okay, where is this coming from? I typed in the verse that he's about to quote for us. I couldn't find it anywhere. There was zero references for it. I just, even just parts of the phrasing, I couldn't even find. So either his writer or himself, I don't know, must have just made this up. And then I read it and I'm thinking like, oh, okay, now I can see why no one has ever said this because it doesn't even make sense. Let me just read for you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, this is what he wrote. If a someone says, I love God, that doesn't even make proper sense. That's not even grammatically correct. If a someone, it's obvious that he took some other bastardized version that says something like if a person, and they swapped the word person to a someone to be more gender neutral and didn't even realize in their twisting of the Bible by making it gender more gender neutral or something that they actually didn't even make grammatical sense anymore. They probably took some bastardized version that says if a man and then just changed it to a someone because they can't use the word man, of course, right? And then they just didn't even realize that it doesn't even make sense. It says, if a someone says, I love God and hates humanity, they are liars. But what does your King James Bible actually say? First of all, it makes grammatical sense. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. There's a difference between humanity and a brother, my friend. And let me tell you something. God hates some people. So by your own definition, you would be making God a liar. Because if God hates even one person, wouldn't that violate the bastardized version that he brings up? Because he's saying, oh, if you say you love God and you hate humanity, you know, any person, you know, then I guess you just are such a liar. You know what? The Bible is distinguishing hating a brother, not humanity, okay? Because obviously there's certain people that are so wicked and evil, you should hate them. It makes no sense not to hate them. Go, if you would, to Psalms chapter number 5. Go to Psalms chapter number 5. Of course, we are to always love our brother and sister in Christ. We are not to wish evil upon them. We're not to curse them. While God loves sinners, excuse me, he also hates sinners. And it's contextually driven. How does he love sinners? He sent his son to die on the cross for all of them. He gives them grace. He's long-suffering towards them. His reign comes on the just and on the unjust. So that's the way that God loves sinners. How does God hate sinners? He punishes them on this earth, and if they reject Christ, they go to hell. So we have to understand the context upon which we're making the statements that we're making. But let me tell you something. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that God hates wicked, evil sinners. He hates them. You can't read the Bible and not come to this conclusion. And in fact, you're supposed to sing it. And people get all mad at, oh, why do you sing Psalm 139? Well, which psalm do you want us to sing? How about Psalm 5? Look at verse 5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Notice what the Bible is saying. God hates all workers of iniquity. Now, how many people are excluded from that list that do iniquity? Zero. Notice he just hates every single one of them, all of them. Verse 6. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Notice God hates and he abhors people. It doesn't say here that God abhors murder. It says that God abhors the bloody and deceitful man. Why? Because God hates the murderer. Oh, you know, we're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin. When did the Bible say that? Gandhi said that. What does the Bible say? The Bible says the Lord abhors the bloody and deceitful man.